Well, a new report shows a disturbing link between what we see on screens and images and in magazines and our perception of our own bodies. The report used 80 participants and demonstrated an alarming trend on how people view their bodies after being exposed to certain stimuli. Associate Professor Kevin Brooks from the Psychology Department at Macquarie University told The Wire's Oliver Brown about the study.
We actually tested a bunch of experimental participants. They were largely undergraduate observers, and we asked them to view images on the screen and kind of indicate their perception of size of bodies.
What were your significant findings then?
Well, what we found was after exposure to bodies of certain type, people's subsequent perception of body size was systematically biased. If we made people look at images of thin bodies for a couple of minutes, then the next bodies that they saw during the test phase actually looked artificially wide or fat. To them, the point that they thought was normal was actually relatively skinny. Interestingly, we get the exact opposite findings if we make people look at fat bodies. Then they look at the subsequent bodies that they see after that, then appear artificially skinny. So they're basically getting an opposite kind of after effect of this kind of exposure to particularly unusual body shapes.
How important do you think this report is for society's understanding of what we perceive the right body image to be?
The issue of body image has been researched for many decades, and it's been pointed out for a very long time that if you spend a lot of your time looking at skinny models, for example, in the media, who are kind of put forward as the ideal body shape, then that can have a very detrimental effect on your own level of body satisfaction, how you feel about yourself and your own shape and weight. And that's been known for a while, and it's also been known that can have an impact on your actual perception of body size. But it's only relatively recently that studies such as ours, and by a few other people as well, have started to isolate this process and look at it from the point of view not just of a clinical psychologist and a person who might treat things like eating disorders, but simply from the point of view of visual perception. So we're kind of probing this particular area of the issue, which hasn't particularly been tapped in detail before.
You did mention before the way that media has made us change our perception of what body image is. So what are the potential implications for industries such as the modelling industry, the magazine industry?
It is kind of a little bit of a warning for those guys. Whether or not they'll take it seriously is another matter. I know that in some countries there have been restrictions put on the body weight of models and of images that are shown in the media. Also, it's been mandated that warnings have to be put on images that have been artificially manipulated, for example, by Photoshop. And those kinds of things have been implemented around the world. I don't know whether that's likely to take place in Australia or not, or, to be honest, whether it would be particularly effective. I mean, it seems to me likely that the media and the models themselves will do whatever they have to preserve their income and their business. But nevertheless, there is a warning there that these images can have a detrimental effect.
Do you think the fact that people are now becoming more aware that images such as this are having a direct impact on their minds, they might thus have a slightly different opinion of these industries in the years to come?
Well, possibly. As for whether or not that opinion will be actually translated to any difference in the effect that they experience is another matter, and we still don't know. The research isn't currently clear on whether it matters, whether you know that this effect might be happening. It seems very much as though the effect will happen regardless of whether or not you're aware of it or not. Just simply the exposure to these images is enough to create the effect.
What do you think needs to be done to reduce the problem? Obviously, it's something that, like you said, has been around for decades, this whole perception of body image changing based on what we see. Do you think reports like this are a good first step in getting rid of negative body images altogether, or do you think that this is just something here to stay?
Well, I think it's here to stay, but I think what we can do is we can advise people to select what they choose to consume in terms of media images for themselves. People can take control of this if they choose to spend a lot of their time on social media, looking at inspiration images or observing fashion magazines which have extraordinarily skinny models in them. If you adopt the habit of paying less attention to those images and choosing not to actually directly view them, other research of ours has shown that can very much reduce this effect. Make sure that they've got a healthy visual diet as well as a healthy nutritional diet, and that they observe a variety of different body shapes to make sure that they don't suffer these unwanted visual after effects.
That's Associate Professor Kevin Brooks from Macquarie University. He was speaking to The Wire's Oliver Brown.